Jay Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Ian Thornley of Big Rec, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Oh, not so bad. So, wow, this is exciting. You guys broke up in 2002. You went on to do some great solo stuff under the Thornley name, and now the band is back together. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
So how did this whole thing come about, anyway?
I reconnected with Brian, who is the guy I started the band with back in Boston. We just sort of fell out after the band broke up in, like, 02. We reconnected on a sort of personal level as buddies, and then, it just sort of happened that the timing was right to start playing together again, too, you know?
Now, this isn't exactly a reunion so much as it is a reformation. I mean, you're back with Brian Doherty, but you've got a couple new guys in the mix as well, I understand?
Yeah. Dave McMillan and Paul Lonetta are from the Thornley Band, and then we have a new drummer, Brad Park. So it's sort of a mashing together, if you will, of both. Just sort of a massive five-piece rock extravaganza.
Well, I mean, Big Rec and Thornley fans, you know, we certainly notice differences between the two projects, but what in your mind is the sort of dividing line? Like, how do you differentiate what's Thornley and what's Big Rec?
I think that the Big Rec is a bit freer musically, I think. And there's a little more of the playing comes out, and this sort of exploration comes out, and Thornley always felt a bit sort of just going for the 3.5 minute song oriented. Even though live, we would tend to stretch things out, but I think it was those two records are. The first one is definitely just sort of constructed and sort of made that every song is swinging for the fences. The second one sort of feels a little disjointed to me because it's sort of half and half. And I think I was just sort of naturally heading back because while we were doing this past record, we didn't know if we were going to call it a Thornley record, a Big Rec. We didn't know what we were going to call it. It feels like home because there's a bit of everything, you know?
It's sort of weird, too, because, you know, like a handful of legendary Canadian bands from the 90s have reunited over the past year. I mean, Tea Party, Headstones, Treble Charger, I Mother Earth. Why do you think this is all happening now?
I have no idea. I'm just sort of finding this out as I'm doing the radio interviews. I'm like, really? I didn't know about... I heard it, just today, the Treble Charger. I was like, whoa. I have no idea. I mean, speaking from a personal standpoint, it was just sort of felt right and felt like the right time, you know. I had no aspirations of ever putting the thing back together and just going on a quick tour as a cash grab. I just think that would sort of do the name a disservice and at least my memories a disservice, you know. I think I was doing fine with Thornley and could have called this record that. I think it's also wanting to close the last chapter of Thornley and that label. We're with a new label now, and it all felt right, you know, but we honestly could have called it anything. But I think with Brian being in the band again and the way the music is starting to sound, I think it was sort of a logical choice to call it Big Rec. I have no idea why everybody else, I mean, maybe, you know, I think you start to miss the good times. You start to forget about the bad ones, you know?
Sure, yeah. Well, what happened back in 2002 that sort of splintered the band in the first place? Are you comfortable talking about that at all?
Yeah. I don't really know if it was one thing. It's probably a combination of things. We had been on the road for a long time, so I think everybody was starting to get a little sick of one another. And then just sort of almost breaking in the States and almost breaking to another level here. And just we were always that band that almost, you know. And I think I personally just was starting to get sick of that feeling. You know, all the infighting that goes along with being stuck on a bus for 18 months straight, you know.
Yeah.
It felt like time to change things up and try something new.
Well, I mean, you've got this exciting new incarnation of Big Rec, a new album coming out in a couple of months called Albatross. Why did you name your album after a large seabird?
Well, that's just the title track on the album. And I keep getting asked this question. It's apparently the expression to wear the albatross is not as popular as I thought it was.
Well, it's like guilt, right? You know, you have an albatross
exactly.
around your neck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an expression that I use or that I use very often, or I'm certain I have used it on the occasion, but it just sort of, you know, it represents what it obviously represents, and then it felt like a good idea at the time, I suppose.
To me, I think it would be strangely personal bringing a new song like that to play with a band for the first time. You know, like, do they ask questions when you bring something in like that? Like, Albatross, what are you feeling guilty about there, Ian?
Yeah. Actually, no. Yeah, it almost never comes up, you know. I don't know if they're just sort of like, if they think that I'm a little touchy about it. I've never been the kind of guy who's very comfortable talking about if there's some, if there's a couple of personal slices within the lyrics. I've never been that comfortable talking about it, so but it never comes up. Like, nobody ever says, what does this mean? You know?
Well, is Albatross just this Albatross in particular, is it one thing? Is it just a combination of things?
I would say more the latter. I would say it's just a combination of things. I think I allude to some personal events in the second verse, but I don't think I actually... I'm sort of in and around it. I don't actually speak about anything in particular. It's you know.
Not enough such that your bandmates look at you sideways.
Yeah. No, there's nothing like that. I mean, I've had things like that before where it's just sort of a lyric or an idea that it still isn't quite where it should be. And it might be sending the wrong message. Before you find the right way to word it or whatever, because, you know, oftentimes you can have a phrase or a lyric or even a word that has multiple meanings. And, I'll get a couple sideways looks from either Eric Ratz, who's co-producing the record with me, or a bandmate or whomever. And it's just, oh, I didn't think that it could be interpreted that way. Uh-oh, back to the drawing board, you know?
As I mentioned, you've got this new album, Albatross, coming out in a couple of months, which I'm guessing you're going to tour. When can we expect you in our neck of the woods? That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know. Those are plans are being drawn up sort of as we speak. I'm sure we're going to be hitting the road soon, and I'm hoping we're going to be hitting it hard because, we're all starting to get a little bit of cabin fever, and everybody's pretty excited to play this record for some folks.
I don't want to call it an amalgamation, but thanks to the new members that you added from Thornley, I understand you're pulling out some of those tracks as well when you go on the road. Is that right?
Yeah, we might do that. I mean, there's no reason why we wouldn't. Some of them are a lot of fun to mess with, you know, and sort of stretch out and play differently. But, I think we have enough material just between the sort of back catalog of Big Wreck and the new record to do a set, but it's always fun to sort of, you know, season the set with some Thornley stuff, you know.
Cool. Well, hey, congratulations on the new album. Albatross is in stores March 6th. Continued success. Ian Thornley, a Big Wreck. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Wayne Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at Sonic1029.com.